We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
646, 14 before 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Thursday morning, a little rainy today, but then we get back into our regular summertime routine tomorrow. Thankfully, the tropics are quiet, and we're going to take it. We love this time of week because we get to talk to Mike Strain, our good friend, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, if you weren't such a gifted veterinarian and Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry and Farmer, you would make one hell of a motivational speaker. You know that?
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. But, you know, if you're a farmer, you've got to be an optimist. You know, it's the only, you know, only person that you know goes out and puts everything they got in the soil and looks up to heaven and says a prayer. And like my dad always told me, he said, son, next year we're going to make some money. You know, so you've got to be an optimist and you have to look and find the good things in everything.
Next year, by gosh, we're going to make some money.
Next year, son, we're going to make some money, right?
It's National Farmers Market Week. What is that?
Yeah, and we celebrate farmers markets, and as you know, you know, we have a tremendous number of farmers markets here, you know, in Louisiana. If you look just in the Orleans area, you have Barcella Gardens. You have the Crescent City Farmers Markets, number 1, 2, 3, and 4. The main gates, the Armstrong Park. We have those farmers markets located everywhere. And we tell everybody, you know, if you want to know your food, know your farmer, and it's fresh. You know, you go to the farmers markets, most of the time they harvest it that morning or the evening before. And you can get some really, really good products. And the other thing about the farmers markets, you know, if you're trying to figure out why, you know, your tomatoes don't look so good that you're growing, go there and visit that farmers markets and talk to those farmers. And you can see they got some beautiful things there. But if you want to eat better, eat fresher, and cut down on your food bill, go to the farmers markets. And you know, everybody's talking about, you know, how do we grow a local farm economy? That's how you do it. You shop local, and that's a big deal. And it's also National Catfish Month. And, of course, there's some tremendous recipes you can get from our website or if you watch our new series called Crawfish Tales, T-A-L-E-S. Chef Bonanno is cooking up some crawfish. I tell you, it's just absolutely delicious. And we have a, you know, a big crawfish processing plant here in Louisiana, herring catfish. And, you know, I get catfish. When I'm talking about catfish, I get crawfish on the mind, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, because you can
crawfish heads to fail.
Exactly. You can put some kind of crawfish heads and butter on top of the catfish, right?
Oh, my gosh, yes. Mm-hmm. You do that etouffee on top of that catfish, it's just
now you're talking.
Better than.
So tell me about this series. What about you got a new series? What are you going Hollywood on me? What's going on, Mike?
Well, absolutely. Well, what we're doing, we have all these certified Louisiana products. And, you know, we drill down every 3 to 4 weeks on another product, and then we do a video promotion on that. And then we're spreading those out, and we're trying to get on public broadcasting where people can look at all the things you can do in the history of what that particular product. And the last one we did, we were there in St. James Parish and working, you know, with the families there on the Perique tobacco. And the Gravois, Brandon Gravois, Al, and Big Al, and they've been doing that now multiple generations. And a matter of fact, it started with the Native Americans here doing the Perique tobacco and fermenting it. And you know, it's a year-long process. And so it's a, you know, very little-known secret about what goes on. So we go on the farm and we show, you know, how it's done, the same way we do it with catfish and crawfish and all the many different things that are certified Louisiana. So it's a lot of fun, but it's also telling the story of our local food production. And now is the time, you know, and people watch it, they get excited. And it's like a lady told me yesterday, Dr. Strain, I have a garden. It's 4 feet by 4 feet. I got one okra, one tomato, one squash, but my goodness, it's a whole lot of fun.
All right, hang on 1 second, Mike. When we come back, we're going to talk about that because one good thing about this time of year is it's time, as I understand, to plant the fall garden, which not just will give you something to do, but it'll give you a little bit of hope that the promise of fall is coming and the heat and humidity won't last forever. 651, we're talking to our friend Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. You got any questions? 504-260-1870. That's the Oquinard Jeweler Talking text line. It's free. Text in. I'll pass the question along to Mike, and we'll get an answer just like that for you. Right now, it's time for traffic on WWL. 6:55, 5 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to our friend Mike Strain, Commissioner of Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Mike, now is the time to plant that fall garden?
Absolutely, and you can check out the Louisiana Vegetable Planting Guide. It's put out by the LSU Ag Center. And, for instance, now is the time for beans, that's snap beans, pole beans, lima beans, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, cantaloupes, carrots, cauliflower, celery, kale, peas, peppers, turnips, tomatoes, collards, cucumbers, eggplants, and okra. So you can plant so much. And you've got a fairly narrow window here. So basically right now when you can get in the garden and get it planted, now is the time. And if you get that planting guide, it's got the dates, where, and especially what part of Louisiana you're in. You can look at those dates for the fall planting and also information about how deep to put the seeds, what the spacing is, and the days till harvest. A lot of information at your fingertips. And don't forget, we also have our extension agents, LSU and Southern Extension agents. You call and they'll come out and give you a hand. They'll talk to you on the phone. But you can really grow a tremendous amount as we go in, you know, to fall. And I love fall gardens, especially when it gets around harvest time, of course, because there's so many delicious things. But it's a little cooler out there. And you're right. Now we're starting to look and think about fall. And, you know, we've been blessed with all this liquid sunshine. It has dropped that temperature down a little bit from those days of 100, 101 degrees. But we look forward to that fall garden. And I can tell you, you'll be amazing how much you can produce, especially broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage. They just really produce a tremendous amount of product.
There's a big LRA event, Louisiana Restaurant Association, coming up in New Orleans, huh, Mike?
Yes, and you need to go. You talk about a lot of fun. I'll be there Saturday. We're going to have a number of booths, and we will have certified Louisiana products. Just about anything you ever want to see in the food industry, you know, equipment, services, and food products. And so it's Louisiana Restaurant Association. It's when the vendors come and the restaurateurs are there, the chefs are there. We're all going to be there. It's going to be down at the convention center, and it is a whole lot of fun. And I go every year, and I learn a lot. But, again, it's where we connect, our, you know, the buyers and the sellers. And so our certified Louisiana people will be there, making those connections to wholesalers and retailers as well as our restaurateurs. And so it's a whole lot of fun. And don't eat a big breakfast when you go down there because there's so much food, so many samples as you walk from booth to booth. You know, how you say in the country term, they're really putting on the dog, as we say. And so that's the old country saying.
Is that open to the public, Mike?
Yes, it is. I think you have to buy tickets so you can get it from the Louisiana Restaurant Association, but it absolutely is, and it's a fun time. You can go there. There's registration. You go in. You can register. I'm sure you can buy the tickets there, and it's a whole lot of fun.
And when does that happen, on Saturday?
That's going to be on Saturday, generally Saturday and Sunday. I will be there on Saturday, and you need to, you know, to figure you're going to be there a few hours because it's a huge place, and you go from booth to booth and looking at all the things. So, you know, if you want to look at stoves, equipment, knives, cutlery, freezers, steaks, you know, seafood, all these different spices, that's the place to be.
Sound like a good place to be in the summertime. Mike, real quick, 20-second answer. Can you plant tomatoes in August? If so, seeds or are plants available?
Well, if you want to kind of jumpstart things, I would go ahead and plant. Use the plants. You can get those. You can jumpstart those. You can do seeds, but you might be a little behind, you know, the times. But now in August, yes, you can plant tomatoes. And if you look, but you've got a narrow window because it's generally July 1st to August 15th. So you may need to go ahead and get the plants. You can get those
and get
from your
busy.
Local food and seed.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it as always. You're fading out on us. We'll be back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.